Thanks for listening to our Evening Headlines podcast. I'm Brock Roy Lance. Here's your local evening headlines for Friday, January 14th, 2022. Cases of COVID-19 are rapidly rising around the country, and it's no different in eastern Idaho. You can get a drive-through COVID test at BYU Idaho, and that's where we've certainly seen more people concerned about being sick.
For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Ashley Chilcutt. The BYU Idaho Student Health Center has experienced a higher than usual volume of cars coming through the drive-through COVID testing center. Just 30 minutes before close yesterday, a line of 22 vehicles snaked around the University Communication Building all the way to the street, nearly blocking traffic. I spoke with a few drivers as they waited in line. Jordan and her roommate Jess shared how long they had been waiting in line to be tested.
We got here about 3:30.
Okay.
So just half an hour.
So about 30 minutes then in this line. And when you got here, did you have to wait all the way back at the street?
Yes. When we got here, we were kind of like in the crosswalk, turning around, but that's where we started waiting.
So what brought you in to get tested today?
It's actually my roommate here, Jess.
Hi.
She is not feeling well at all, and she was exposed at work, so we're getting her tested.
Friends Emma and Evelyn shared why they chose to come to the Student Health Center drive-thru as opposed to other testing sites.
Well, I remember Alice is out of COVID tests, and I'm sick with a cough, so I was like, I gotta go get tested, you know?
The lab results for Health Center drive-thru COVID tests are processed by a company called Express Lab. According to an Express Lab receptionist, about 100 vehicles came through for testing just yesterday at the Rexburg location. COVID numbers do seem to be on the rise. The latest COVID numbers for Madison County show more than 300 active cases, with 68.4 cases per 10,000 people. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Ashley Chilcutt.
Madison High School recently hired a new softball coach. Camry Wright will begin her first season at Madison in the spring. Wright brings her experience coaching at North Fremont High School and playing for BYU Hawaii. Although she never expected to become a coach, Wright loves what she does.
I felt that love that I had for playing softball even grow more in coaching. I just felt like it was a calling.
Wright credits softball with teaching her important life lessons. She hopes to pass these lessons to the girls she coaches.
I think just persevering even in the hard times or even if you're behind, you can always come back and work hard and beat the odds.
Check out the full interview on our podcast feed. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Friday, January 14th, 2022. I'm Brock Roy Lance. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.